As employees across the country head back to their offices or really commit to other remote setups for good, it's no question that work styles continue to change due to the pandemic. So today we are talking about our telework strategy guidelines. Joining us for this is Andy Ortiz, the Senior Vice President of Human Resources and Organization Development. This is Cedars-Sinai COVID-19 Update from Cedars-Sinai Medical Center. I'm Caitlin White. So Andy, to start us off here, what is Cedars-Sinai's approach to telework?
It's a great question, Caitlin, and one, of course, that's of importance to many organizations like Cedars-Sinai. What I would say is our approach is one that brings together the needs of our patients, our research mission, and of course, one that brings together the needs of our employees. And our approach is one that allows flexibility. We will have some employees that will be fully remote. We'll have some employees that will be operating in a hybrid model. And of course, because of the nature of our work, the vast majority of our employees will be on-site workers. So that, you know, kind of three-prong approach allows for flexibility depending upon the needs of the organization and the needs of the community that we serve. Just to add some clarity, Caitlin, on the hybrid work. So for our hybrid workers, those employees are on site at a Cedars-Sinai location at least 25% of the time over a course of the year. So as you can tell, that really allows for flexibility. It's not that the employee needs to be on site 25% of their time in a week. That can be spread out over a year. So it might mean that the employee will work from home for a large part of the year and then come into the office for key meetings, for training sessions, or key project work in order to ensure that the work gets done effectively. So we don't have a hard and fast rule where that 25% needs to be done in a week's period or even in a month's period. That can be done over an annual period, which allows the flexibility that our employees are asking for and needing.
So just how did Cedars-Sinai develop their approach to telework?
Yeah, what we like to do here at Cedars-Sinai is operate from a place of data. So before we made any decisions about our telework policy, we decided to scour the globe and find out what other organizations were doing. So we spent lots of time not only looking in the popular press, but talking to colleagues of mine from across industries. And we certainly did a deep dive into other healthcare organizations across the country. So we came from a place of data to ensure that we were making the best decision possible for us. The other thing I think is unique and important about our approach is we wanted to hear from managers, those frontline managers that were responsible for running our organization and for serving our patients, what was going to work best for them. And of course, the third thing that's important here is to talk to our frontline employees directly, to hear from them what were their needs as the world around us has changed. So those three things came to connection and ultimately led to how our policy was constructed.
And on that note, what are the guiding principles the task force used when determining these recommendations?
Caitlin, we decided that before we developed a policy, we had to start with some guiding principles. And so we came up with five of them, and we decided that we will hire and retain the best people to help drive our mission. So we knew we had to start with the things that were the most important to the organization, like the mission and ensuring that we had the best talent possible. We also believe that it was important that we minimize the risk to the organization through compliance with all federal, state, and local regulations. A third principle was to ensure or to understand that our culture is unique and an enabler of the outcomes that we achieve. So, you know, being the organization that happens to do more heart transplants than any other hospital in the country doesn't happen by accident. And so we feel that our culture is unique and enables that to happen. So that was a third principle. The fourth principle that we developed was we will maximize our real estate to support strategic growth. And that sounds like a funny part of this, but you know, it really is important because what we learned through the pandemic is our patients and the community really want and need more of us. And so we wanted to make sure that we knew that maximizing our space and real estate was going to be utilized in the best way possible for our patients in the future. And the fifth principle that we had is that we follow all CC and LA County guidelines to ensure the safety of our people.
Great. And Andy, when does this new telework strategy go into effect?
Great question. Our telework policy goes into effect on July 1st, 2021. And what I would say about that is July 1st happens to coincide with the start of our fiscal year. So that's, you know, kind of the date that we put as the start for this. But important to note that there's flexibility built into that. So the direction that we've given to our leaders, the direction that we've given to our HR team is work with local managers, work with our staff, and figure out how do we transition? You know, how do we really do this in a thoughtful, meaningful way so that we can care for the needs of running the hospital, the operational needs, care for the needs of our patients, and of course, care for the needs of our employees as well. So though July 1st is the official start date, it's not a hard and fast, you know, rule or a hard and fast date. Instead, we're taking a softer, you know, transition approach, one that we think makes sense and one that really honors that we're all individual people and we have to try to ensure that our program and our offerings are going to work for the majority of our staff.
Absolutely. Well, we love to hear that flexibility. Andy, is there anything else you'd like to add?
You know, what I would say is that our telework policy, as we've communicated this to our staff, people are very excited because it does give the opportunity for people to be on site so that they can continue to engage with their colleagues, do the good work that they're doing in a safe way. So we're still following our safe at work guidelines. It also enables people to have the benefit of working remotely when needed so that it helps our employees balance their personal needs, their professional needs, and the needs of our patient. And putting those three things together, I think, is important for us as an organization.
Well, thank you so much, Andy, for all you do for us here at Cedars-Sinai and for this information. Get the latest COVID-19 information from the COVID-19 update emails, telework toolkits, and on the Cedars-Sinai intranet. If you found this podcast helpful, check out our entire podcast library for topics of interest to you. I'm Caitlin White. Stay well.